Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. It feels really good to be here. even though I feel some type of way, like I'm kind of like on slow-mo right now. Oh my goodness. Just a little under the weather. And my hand feels quite heavy right now, like I'm carrying like 50 people's hands on my arm. For my topic, I feel you guys know why I'm feeling this way, because I mean, I was like so active yesterday. Those that saw me and those that heard me on the phone today were like, okay, what happened? And I'm like, you know what? I got my second shot of the COVID vaccine yesterday. Woohoo! Yes, I did. I was at work, and then I snuck out of work. I went to get my shot, and I went back to work. Now, the doctors would always advise you to rest properly and not do a lot of hard work, you know, because, of course, it will. There are the side effects of this shot. They are, of course, and I'll be sharing all of that with you. But I needed to do what I needed to do, even though I tried to, you know, round off on time so that I can get back home. And, of course, when I got back home, I felt really good until towards the end of the day. I started feeling funny, woozy, and then, like, okay. Then all through the night, I could barely sleep. It was a struggle because my hand just hurt. Like, it felt so heavy. It felt like I had this whole load on my arm. So it was hard for me to sleep. I kept tossing and turning. I was very uncomfortable. Let me just tell you the truth. I managed to steal some sleep here and there, and I woke up every now and then, breathing very hard, wincing in pain, and that is it. Now, I've heard people have worse side effects you get. And then, should I say I'm thankful mine is just the heaviness of the arm? No, I mean, it's a very, very uncomfortable situation to be in because I don't like discomfort at all, like at all. So it's been a bit of a struggle. Now, I'll be sharing with you my experience, of course, you know, while taking the shot from the first dose up until yesterday when I had the second dose. And I'll be sharing you, of course, the side effects just to prepare your minds. I know a lot of people have heard all sorts. I heard all manner of stuff that kind of like prepared my mind, even though you were not still prepared enough, because first things first, we have different body types and we react to, you know, we react to stuff differently, you know. Some people have this extreme side effect, while some are like on the low down. Mine is like very mellow, you get, because I've heard other people's experience and I'm like, you know what? Nah, thank God this happened to me. Some people had full-blown malaria, typhoid. Like, it just brought out everything. And you know how those drugs work. They bring these things out to fight them and conquer them. That's my take on it, right? So I'm going to go on a short break, and when I come back, we'll just talk about this, just everything, and also sensitize the public on the importance of getting vaccinated. So don't go nowhere, because I'll be right back. Welcome back. And before I went on that short break, I told you all what I was up to yesterday. I got my second dose of the COVID shot. Yes, I have been vaccinated. Woohoo! I know this might come as a surprise to a lot of y'all, but yes, I told just a few friends of mine and family when I had the first shot. That was because I wanted to have the complete dose and be sure before I put it out there. And then yesterday, 6 weeks later, I got my second shot, and I'm like, okay, what better way to sensitize the public about the importance of the vaccine? What better ways and time than today? I'm homebound today. I'm taking things easy and slow today. So do this. That's why I'm recording this. And there's a whole lot to talk about. Trust me, there's a whole lot. Now, before we talk about that, whole lot, as I tagged it, let's just talk about the vaccine and when it finally came into the country. Now, when we heard about the vaccine, and I know there were a lot of talks out there like it will never come to Nigeria. I mean, Nigeria, we're always late to the party, you know. People were like, oh, whatever, bullocks, baloney, you know. And then shockingly, on March 2nd, nearly 4 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine were brought into the country, Abuja, Nigeria. And people were like, wow, this is surreal. And they were shipped via the COVAX facility, a partnership between EPI, Gavi, UNICEF, and WHO. The arrival marked a historic step towards the goal to ensure equitable distribution of COVID-19 vaccines globally in what will be the largest vaccine procurement and supply operation in history. The delivery is part of a first wave of arrivals in Nigeria that will continue in the coming days and weeks. And yes, of course, we've seen it happen since then. It's been coming in droves every now and then. And finally, it's here in Nigeria. And yet some people were like, I ain't doing this. We know there's been a lot of myth and conspiracy theories and a lot of stuff about having the COVID vaccine. We know that there's been so many articles online. There's been news out there. We have the spiritual leaders, you know, putting the 2 cents and all that. People talking about the spiritual angle and the health angle. We heard a whole lot. And yes, I would not totally blame these people because we know how crazy it is out there right now in the world. But we're talking of COVID here, which is as real as day and night. It's killed hundreds of thousands of people the world over. And I know this vaccine has been tested and trusted. And if they're telling you, we want to nip this, we want to, like, it's enough is enough, we've lost so many people, we want to, like, curtail this, and we've provided this for this to happen, then why don't you go ahead and do it? Why don't we go ahead and do it? I know personal choices and all that, but prevention is better than cure, right? Because truth be told, COVID is still out there. And it breaks my heart when I see people still go to crowded places without their nose masks, you know, no social distancing. Everyone has gone back to, like, pre-COVID. It's scary. But people are still dying. People are still falling ill from this ailment. Ugh, I don't know. So I'm like, please, y'all go get vaccinated. I mean, I've been harping on it on my podcast, at the end of my podcast. Go get vaccinated, please. It's very important. Now, it's okay to go get vaccinated and yen, but it's also okay to know the side effects. There's some really, really funny side effects that I was armed with anyways. I knew about them before I went to get my shot. Because like I said, I did a lot of research, so I was armed. But now, no matter how prepared you think you are, you cannot be that prepared because we have different body types and of course we react to stuff differently. So one person came with, oh, I experienced this. Another person said, no, I experienced it. It was not like a battle of who had the worst experience, you know, a side effect and all that, you know. And I was like, okay, fine. That means I should expect this. But guess what? After I got my shot, I don't think anyone really prepared me for what I expected. But now let me not just over-exaggerate. Let me put it this way. Mine wasn't as bad as some people's because I know of two people who said they had COVID after the first shot. Exactly. And why they were able to recover from it was because of the shot they took. It's a vaccine, remember. You know, and both of them said they thought they were going to die because, you know, what the virus does, it attacks the lungs and then breathing becomes a problem. And these were things they experienced and they thought they were donezo. But somehow they recovered and the vaccine helped them recover fast. The irony, right? Exactly. So, before I went to get the shot, of course, I did my whole research and all that. And I got a link. There is a link, by the ways. And I registered online. So now I remember I got October 1st as my date, right? And I went as early as I could on that day. And I got there and they told me it's a holiday and they're not working that day. And I'm like, but y'all booked like scheduled October 1st for me. Yes, it was a holiday, right? Then I remember correctly that day, I'm like, God, is this a sign? Are you just trying to tell me now to do this? Because I don't understand. You get me? And I was asked to come the next day, but I got very busy. And 4 days later, I'm like, let me try. Now, and I was confused. I'm like, 4 days, is that not too long? Should I re-register? Or because once you register, you get a code. And I'm thinking, my details are already on the system. Registering would just complicate stuff. I'm like, but this person says, come tomorrow. the code is still valid. I used my discretion and I went 4 days later with the same code, and thankfully it was still very much valid. So I remember, let me talk about my experience. I got there, you know, quite early. There were some people there before it became a crowd. So we registered our names, we got number tags, and we asked to wait because we're bringing the whole kit from Victoria Island to Lekki where we were and all that. So we waited. Yeah, I made one or two friends. We waited for about almost 4 hours, if I'm correct. Then the staff arrived and the doctor came to educate us. He addressed us. He told us a whole lot. You know, if you're pregnant, you cannot have the shot. Make sure you're not pregnant. You have to eat before having the shot. The side effects are there, but once after taking the shot, you can take paracetamol. There was emphasis on paracetamol. They said no pain kills, just paracetamol. And that's after, not before, after taking the shot. You know, and make sure you eat. I said that, right? And, you know, and no hard labor after taking the shots. Make sure you rest and hydrate properly. To tell you the truth, that particular day I had work. I had to sneak out of work, you know, and I knew I needed to go back. So then we went ahead, we registered and got a card that had a barcode at the down part. They asked one or two questions and then the scanned it, you know, into the system and all that. And before I knew it, voila, it was time to get the shot. Now, let me tell you something. I have a phobia for needles. I was so scared. I was worried. I was panicky and all that. And I remember when it was my turn, I asked the doctor, I'm like, doctor, I have a phobia for needles. It's just a childhood trauma. It's been since forever that even as an adult, I avoid taking injections. I'm not a fan of medicines like drugs, but I would do that over and over again rather than taking injections and all that. And he kept telling me, don't worry, it's painless. I'm like, how can a needle be painless? How is that even possible, you know? And people that, you know, that were ahead of me, I asked them, they were like, no, like, it's nothing, it's not painful. I'm like, wow, are these people trying to make me feel good? So I remember I got there, I was being dramatic. The guy was like, don't worry, it's going to be okay. He was so calm and he was so friendly. And next, he just was like, okay, we're done. I'm like, how? He was like, we are done. And it was painless, just like a little prick. I'm like, okay, wow, interesting. And then we're asked to wait 10 to 15 minutes so they can observe us because to see if we'll have immediate reactions. Now, from there, I went straight back to work. And then I felt good, like nothing, you know. I don't want to even know what I went to do, you know. It was okay. And then at some point, I started feeling funny. Like, I was kind of tired. And I just told my girls, my workers, I'm like, you know what, you guys, wrap this up. I need to go, mom. I'm a bit tired. And of course, I got an Uber and I got back home. And then I said I was really feeling tired. I'm like, okay, maybe because I had a... I'm not really a breakfast person, but at that point, I was like, maybe because I had a very light breakfast. I'm like, but duh, I don't do breakfast and I'm always on point, you know? Now, and I took something light. I said, it has to be this thing. I was just in denial. I said, nope, it is not this... vaccine I just had. I said nope. I was arguing in my head. I was a bit tired. I remember I still went out. I had a party that day. Very stubborn of me, right? And we're asked, yes, not to take alcohol for that day until the next day. And I remember going to the party, peer pressure. I never bow to peer pressure anyway, so they were surprised, you're not drinking. I said, no, I'm not drinking. They were like, well, I said, no, I'm not drinking, you know, that kind of stuff. And I remember I got home around 1 the next morning and I was knackered. Sweetheart, it felt like the moment I got home, I had my bath, I was finished. No, totally, I was finished. Now, it felt like I had the whole world on my shoulders and on my arm, the arm in which I got the shot. So I went to sleep. I was just uncomfortable. By the time I woke up in the morning, it felt horrible. It looked like I had 50 people's hands on my arm. Let me just give you guys a heads up. That thing ain't fun. I had to support my arm with my other hand all through that day. Because just imagine having 50 people's hands on one arm. You won't be able to lift it, right? You need support with the other hand. That was what I was doing the whole of that day. I felt uncomfortable. I felt, and I don't like I don't like that feeling of discomfort. I don't like it at all. So I was just on myself. At some point I was delusional. At some point I was this. I was just, thankfully it was a Saturday. So I tried to stay indoors. I was uncomfortable. My dog noticed it. She was just like, okay, like what's happening? You know, that kind of stuff. And then shockingly, I did not have a migraine, because a lot of people said, oh, they had malaria, they had migraine. Oh, this one said, oh, I even had the COVID and all that. Mine was just a hand. And I just said, you know, I was so uncomfortable that I felt like yanking the hand off. Like, just go away. You're stressing me. Exactly. And then the Sunday morning, the pain kind of like literally almost vanished. Just a little, you know, I was still feeling that thing here and there. After a few hours, I became okay. And then boom, 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 I became fine. So now, there are like about 7 types of the vaccine, but the ones that are predominant here in Nigeria, majorly that I know about, are we have the Moderna and the AstraZeneca. The Moderna and the AstraZeneca. Now, the Moderna is the one you take with a 4 weeks interval. Like when you take it the first time, you wait 4 weeks to take the second dose. The AstraZeneca is the one with a 6 weeks interval. Like when you take it the first time, you wait 6 weeks. When I went to take my shot, it was the AstraZeneca that was available. So I had to wait 6 weeks, which elapsed yesterday, now to have the second dose. Those are the two I know of right now. And I'm going to tell you about my experience after I took the second shot, because I asked questions and they were like, oh, whatever would happen had already happened during the first dose. The second dose, nothing. Like, you feel nothing. And I'm sorry, I was pretty disappointed, because I feel almost how I felt, almost, not totally, but almost how I felt when I took the first dose. And that's why I'm homebound today, trying to take things easy and not working, because my hand still feels very heavy, very heavy. And the needle was kind of painful. The first one was like, I didn't even know when it got into me. This one, I felt it. I felt it. And then by the time I stepped out of the hospital, it vanished, only for me to get home. And I'm feeling the pain again. And the heaviness of the hand came earlier than it did the first time. It's just weird. And I'm like, what is going on? But still no signs of fever, although I had a hard time sleeping because of my arm. It was so painful. I was uncomfortable. It felt heavy. I couldn't sleep. I could barely sleep. I was just tossing and turning in bed. But so far, no migraine, no fever. And I'm like, please just stay this way and just go away, period. I'm going to go on another break. And when I come back, I'll just round off this whole thing and just put one or two, you know, messages here and there. And then we'll cut it a wrap. Don't go nowhere. Lifestyle with Lady Vava. Welcome back to the final phase of this podcast. And before, of course, I went on the break, I was talking about having vaccinated and my experience so far. The after effects are real. So whatever anyone tells you, best believe it sure happened. But different body types, different, you know, experience and feelings and all that. So I'm still very much, I'm sure from my voice, you can hear that I'm not as I don't sound as crisp like I used to. I'm just trying to take things easy because I want this heaviness to just go away, period. It's not as bad as the first, as when I had the first dose. Yes, it's not. It's not, yeah. What else again? Still no migraines, and I'm happy. I'm so happy because the migraines on a good day that I have are just nasty. So thank God I don't have to deal with that again. What else again? So now I'm vaccinated. I have my card, my certificate, bingo, woohoo, you know, and all that. Now, there's so many the importance of this vaccine. Like, I think I need to put it out there. We know the health importance. We know that it's anti-COVID. It's going to fight it off. In fact, some people are still harping on the fact that vaccine or not, people are still having COVID. About that. the vaccine still helps to fight. Even if they have COVID, it fights. You know, it's just like taking, you know what vaccine is all about now? It's like a one-off thingy. Just like when you have the chickenpox vaccine or the measles vaccine, it's a one-off. I'm yet to hear about people who were vaccinated and had COVID, as in after taking the second shot. I'm not talking of the first shot. The second shot and had, like, I'm yet to hear about that. But I've seen people talk about it online. And they're adamant. They're like, they're not going to get it. Some people are like, once you get it, you have gotten the mark of the beast. Now, I don't know about that. For real, I don't know about that. I'm a very open-minded person, and I'm all about facts. I'm all about proofs. Yes, I'm all about evidence. And if you're just saying stuff just because everyone is saying it, I have a problem with that. Except you have proofs and all that. And I have a wonderful relationship with God. And there's something that I've learned on how he works with me. When something doesn't feel right, I know, I feel it in my soul. And once I don't do it, yes, it's always okay, it's a win for me. Most times when I don't listen to that inner voice, I do it, I get into trouble. So this feels good, this feels right. Now, the other part of, as in the reason you should get this now, it's going to be enforced very soon and limited. Now, let's go back to the BVN and NIM period. I remember when the BVN was introduced, a lot of us didn't take it seriously, right? We're dragging our feet. They gave us a lot of time. People were like, whatever, y'all just come up with all these things and all that. And then one day they give a deadline. After a certain day, no more, without which your bank account will be closed. And I remember the carnage. I remember going to the bank, and I saw this whole crowd. I was overwhelmed. It was wild, you know. And the same with NIN. You see what people are going through now and all that. With what I heard, very soon this would be included, especially for those that love to travel or want to travel, whether on vacation, you know, family trips or work trip and all that. You want to travel out of the country. You see the way the NIN is very important right now. That is how they want to, like, infuse these COVID certificates, without which you would not be able to travel. And then it gets to a point where the vaccines might not be available for you to get vaccinated. And then that whole vicious cycle continues, you know. And then there are delayed trips, there are delayed projects, there are delayed stuff. Now, I'm giving these guys for free. There are talks on making it so, so compulsory, whereby you can do a lot of stuff. With what I heard, it can also affect your banking. I just heard. I don't know how true, but I just heard. Now, knowing how this country is, anything is possible. And I remember someone told me, oh, he used to live in London. But I remember when I got a very good friend of mine, I told him about the vaccine. And he said, oh, he said he's not interested, blah, blah, blah. He said, after all, it's not even recognized in the UK. And I'm like, yes. I remember the doctor says some countries, our vaccine is not recognized in some countries. Meaning, if you have it here, when you travel, let's say to Dubai, you have to still get vaccinated again and you quarantine your ass. You know, that kind of stuff for 2 weeks. And, you know, that whole crazy circle. So the guy was like, it's a waste of time doing it, blah, blah, blah. And then just last week or 2 weeks ago, I heard it is now recognized in the UK. Now for Dubai, I think I'm still making my research on that. I don't know if it's recognized there now, but I know in the UK it's recognized in a whole lot of countries. A lot of countries are beginning to recognize it now. You understand me? So it's a win-win. It is a win-win at the end of the day. Now, if you know that you're making trips very soon outside of the country, I would advise you do this. It's very important. If you know that, we don't even know what plans they have. What if they say, oh, without the certificate, your account would be blocked? Like, I think we know how this country is. Once they start something, they stick to it. And there's absolutely nothing you can do, even if you go online and argue and go cray cray and all that. So I think it's better to just do it. This is me not saying you must do it. I'm just saying there's the health aspect of it, and there's the other aspect of it. And at the end of the day, let's just live a COVID-free life. That's all I can say. So today I'm still observing myself. There's still no headaches. The heavy hand is not as bad as it was, you know, all through the night. Although I still feel it though. But I mean, I'm sure it will wear out before the end of the day. And I'm okay. I'm not ill. But you know how it is once one part of your body feels some type of way, it affects your whole part of the body. Right now, and I'm just so slow, you know. I'm just at home with my dog, just minding my business and recording this podcast for y'all. So this is where I call it a wrap. And I will try and put out something next week. Something very, 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 very interesting. Pardon my voice. Pardon my demeanor. I'm sure you very well understand why I'm just a bit, you know, slow and laid back today. And that is because I just got my second dose of the COVID yesterday. I don't know. I just feel good about this. I really feel good about this. Advise you, please go get vaccinated. So at this point, I call it a wrap. Yes, I'll call it a wrap because I got to go sleep. Before then, I'll just have something to eat. Maybe have my, imagine, I've not even taken paracetamol yet, but I'll do that after I have my eat, and then just have my bath again and just take it easy, watch some TV, and sleep in the process. That's all. Today's easy peasy lemon squeezy for me. I'm just chilling. Alrighty, at this point, I'm going to say my goodbye. So for me to you is bye-bye. And please, 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 when you go out with a form of ID. Let one or two persons know where you're going. And go out with your nose masks, your hand sanitizers, and maintain social distancing. And if you can, be cool. Go get vaccinated. For me to you is ciao, ciao. This podcast is proudly sponsored by Vivalicious Kitchen, food for your soul.